Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
The other thing we do want to talk about later on in the show, because loads of people have got in touch with us over the last week, and there was just days when it didn't seem appropriate, to be fair, to talk about it. But we're referring to it as essential maintenance. But you know what I'm talking about. It's the people who are trying to peel their own acrylic nails off and who are trying to touch up their roots with bleach and a toothbrush and all of the things that perhaps particularly us women have taken for granted by way of waxings and dyings and all of those things that are now being pulled away from us. What will we all look like? Somebody has texted me to say that they're going to look, and it's a lovely blonde lady from the picture, that she's going to look like Ronnie Drew by the time this is all over. Are you in that position? Tell us how you feel about your essential maintenance, and you know what I'm talking about, being pulled away from you. Are you concerned about what is going to emerge from that? It's not just women, by the way. There are men with haircuts that take quite a bit of trouble, and facial hair became quite the thing, as we all know, over the last year or two. The beard, the rise of the beard. And if you're somebody who was used to going for a shave and getting your head shaved or your beard trimmed and shaped and all of that, are you going to look like Grizzly Adams now, or are you going to appear from under your beard that now doesn't exist anymore with no chin? We want to know what people are going to look like. 53106.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.
We did ask you if you were having issues with essential maintenance during self-isolation. And what I mean by essential maintenance is the hair, is the waxing, is all the stuff that people do as a routine nowadays. They get the little bit of colour put in, they get the trim of the beard, they might have their chest waxed if they were a man, or other bits of themselves waxed if they were a woman. All of that stuff happens, okay? We know that, but it's stopped. So are we all going to look like the Yeti, is what I'm asking. And what ways have you designed to cope with this? What solutions have you come up with about your nails or your hair or all of that? And Roisin is on the line. Roisin, have you started with the DIY beauty treatments?
Hi, Kira. Well, yes, I have. I mean, listen, I think every girl has their routine that they like to keep up. And there is nothing worse than when you look down at your nails and they look like talons of some kind. So I
yes,
have acrylic.
I'm looking at mine.
Yeah, oh, this was awful. I was looking at my acrylics and I can't type anymore. They've got to that point where you're kind of like adding in extra emojis to text. So like everyone thinks you absolutely can't spell any word in the English dictionary. So I thought the other night I might try and get them off. I looked on a few YouTube videos, but they were talking about things I couldn't really find in my house. So I just made do. I got some nail varnish. I put it in a bowl. I soaked them for about 20 minutes before it got really stingy.
Ooh.
And yeah. I can basically say it made no difference whatsoever, other
okay.
than to discolour the nails. So now they look even worse. So if anyone has...
What colour, hang on, what colour were they?
So they were kind of ready, like a wine colour. Now they're like
nice.
Brown, like mud brown or something else
okay.
brown, like very bad.
Okay.
It's a good thing that I can't get on Tinder actually at the moment. But they are very bad. They need to be done. So I don't know how to get them off. I was thinking maybe of picking them with like a nail scissors or I don't know.
Would you just cut the ends of them? Because for people who don't wear acrylics, they're obviously growing longer and longer because they're stuck on your nail and your nail is growing
yeah.
forward. So they're getting, you now have talons, as you say. What about just using the nail clippers and cutting them short? Just cutting
See,
them
I
down
did,
so you're halving
I
them.
I did think of that. But the problem is if because of the plastic or the acrylic, whatever's on it, if I cut them down, they're going to have a real rough edge. So I'd have to really file them and try and get that horrible, nasty, rough edge off, really. And I wouldn't be able to, like, scratch my back or anything if I did that myself.
Or maybe you'd be very effective at scratching your back because you'd have these very rough fingernails. You could be a brilliant back scratcher, potentially.
But then the other thing, of course, is threading. Like, I have very dark brown hair. And obviously, I made the mistake of missing my last eyebrow appointment before everything went into lockdown. So I would usually get them tinted just to be a bit darker and give them a lovely shape. Obviously, I've been able to tweeze myself, but I did experiment the other day with getting a little bit of hair dye and just tinting them myself. So just popping in a little bit of the hair dye onto the eyebrow. I have to say, they look great. I did a very good job.
So you're saying you no longer need to go to a brow bar, for example, because you now just rub a bit of hair dye into your eyebrows and use the tweezers.
Exactly. Now
you
I
have
mean, listen,
upskilled.
I've upskilled, and I would really recommend it, because if you have just a little bit of hair dye, chemists are still open. You could buy a bit of brown, bit of black, whatever colour your eyebrows are. Just touch a little bit up, and it does make a big difference, because I think maintaining yourself makes you feel a lot better as well, you know, as well as kind of looking in the mirror and thinking you look so great.
I did throw this out on social media earlier, and a very pretty looking lady, maybe in her 40s or 50s, replied, and she said that she feels by the end of this, and I'm quoting her, that she's going to look like Ronnie Drew is what she's going to look like. And it made me laugh so much, because there are many people, many women who feel that they may now sprout a beard or a mustache. And all of I actually I'm going to be smug here. I'm not very hairy. I don't grow very much hair, so I'm not a very hairy person, so I'm on the pig's back, although the greys may start to appear fairly rapidly. I am thinking of that.
Well, this is the problem now. I mean, I have very thick hair, so when it comes through, there's no hiding it. So I've got this kind of home setup where I've got various mirrors that can that are placed around me, so I can see my chin and my mustache from all angles, and I'm just kind of plucking as they come. I'm not embarrassed to say it. Women out there are doing it everywhere.
Oh yeah.
But what also I'm trying to do, though, on a more positive note, is, you know, when you go to the gym a lot, or you go swimming, or you run, you end up kind of washing your hair a lot or wetting it a lot, because, you know, you're going in and out of showers, or you're doing a class or whatever it might be, and then it makes it very dry. So just in this time of no gyms, no classes, I'm trying to leave my hair a few days without having to wash it. It's good, because I'm not seeing as many people, so although it looks estate and very greasy, by the end of it, I think it will be in a lot better condition, because
this
you're not washing
it
as
positives.
Much.
Yeah, these are
so
the positives.
Exactly,
yeah,
I
agree with you. I'm washing my hair less, and it does look a bit like frizzy straw at the moment, but luckily I'm not putting up any pictures of myself, so who cares?
Exactly.
Don't
need to straighten it, don't need anything. Like, I'm using old pictures if I'm ever having to go on to Tinder or anything like that. So no, I think that's a good way of maintaining your hair.
Before I let you go, Roisin, you sound like the exactly right kind of person to ask this question. We were also talking about how Corona is affecting relationships for people dating and things like that. That because of you know, social distancing, it's not all that easy to hook up, as it were. As somebody who is, I'm sure, young and beautiful and out there in the mix, is it affecting your love life? Are you still on the Tinder having the chats? Or has it all sort of dried up? Even the chats are gone, or how is it working out there in the field?
Well, I have to say, this is something I was very worried about, and it's something that a lot of my friends are very worried about. Because obviously, I mean, I've been on Tinder, I've been flicking through, you know, I've given people a few likes that probably wouldn't have made my list before lockdown, just to see how we go. But the problem is, you get to a certain level of conversation with a stranger, and it just kind of runs dry. Without that drink or without that next stop, it's actually very hard, because then you just have to move on to the next person, unless they're an excellent conversationalist. What I found is I'm actually, to my shame, I'm chatting to, you know, those people that you kind of, you know, from now and then, maybe you hooked up a couple of times, it didn't quite work out. You're back chatting to them a lot more, because you're stuck in the house doing your own chin. So you might see a lot
of
relationships.
Has plucking your chin. What? So are you saying?
I think you might see a lot of relationships that maybe people have moved on from, or things that didn't quite get started for one reason or another. I think people might actually go back to those people that they did have an original spark with, and start chatting to them, and actually find that maybe they weren't so bad after all, and maybe love will grow in that way.
Can I ask you, before I let you go, are you saying then that standards have changed in Corona, that you are less picky, more picky?
I think beauty standards have dropped, and I think maybe dating standards have dropped. That would probably be my final line on this.
Let's leave it right there. But thank you very much for that enlightenment. And if anyone has a solution for Roisin and her acrylics, do let us know, because I haven't a clue, but other people may know. And thank you for that indeed. We also have Richard on the line. Richard, do you have much essential maintenance? What's gone by the wayside for you?
No, nothing. The reason I got in touch was I had a question for you.
Oh, good Lord.
A friend of mine who's had a beard for years did a big song and dance online about he was going to shave off his beard because the HSE had said it was the thing to do. Now, I've got a beard. It's fairly trimmed. And I'm just wondering, do I have to shave it off? Because if I do, I'm going to frighten people and myself, because I've had a beard for about 15 years. My partner's never seen me without a beard, so it would just be, it could be, it could make life very difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Here's a few things, right? If you're socially distancing from everybody, yes, apart from your partner, does it really matter whether you have a beard or not? You should have one if you want one, and not have one if you don't want one, I would suggest. There
okay.
is an issue. There is an issue if you are a frontline worker who is required to wear PPE, which is personal protective
right.
equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
That a beard and a lot of facial hair and a face mask. It's not great because the face mask becomes distorted by the facial hair potentially and therefore isn't as effective. So there is an issue sort of there. But unless you
right.
fall into that category, right, I would suggest to you, and provided you aren't willy-nilly
no,
rubbing
I don't
your face against
your
randomers. Yes.
No, I'm not.
But equally, but you're not like going over and nuzzling people with your face.
No.
I don't think your beard is an issue. I think you should have
Yay,
a beard if
you.
Your beard looks well. The HSE will probably make a complaint about me now. But I didn't see information from the HSE saying get rid of your beard.
Well, when I looked online and couldn't find anything, and it was just about PPE.
Exactly. PPE, there is a kind of an issue.
Yeah.
PPE, you've got to try and get it right. Do you know what I mean? In terms of protecting
yeah.
yourself. But PPE is for people... Full PPE is for people who are on the front line. It's for the doctors,
yeah.
the nurses, the dentists. And it's not even for all of them to the same extent either. It's very specific, some of the PPE, to intensive care and all. You know what I mean? So if you're just a regular man about town, I would say you should keep your beard. If you
keep
want your beard.
Yeah.
Do you want your beard? You do?
Well, I mean, for me, it's like women using blusher. And
oh,
contouring, because,
yeah.
you know, it covers up the gels.
I love it. Someone has finally said it. I've always suspected that, to be honest. But anyway, thank you.
But we all grow them when the hair starts to recede, so that you've got more hair on your face.
Yes, I've noticed that. And maybe you have the answer to that. I barely know a bald man that doesn't have a beard. Is
yeah.
that to show you can produce
it's
hair somewhere? Compensation.
We're compensating.
There you are. And if you had hair on your head, would you think you'd be clean shaven then?
Ooh, it's so long ago since I had a full head of hair that I have no idea. But now I'm sure I could find an app.
There's an app for everything, isn't there? In fairness,
and I could see what it'd be like. But no, I don't think so. Couldn't afford the transplant. Oh, you've also inspired me.
Have I?
You've also inspired me.
What,
after you complaining about how messy your hot press was,
I went
in and tidied my hot press.
Oh, good. I wish you'd come and tidy mine.
I will when you're safe.
Okay,
but I now have a black bag full of towels and nowhere to send them because Dogs Trust won't take any donations at the moment.
I think you can still
Any
put them into those
clothes
recycling bins. I'm not sure if you're allowed to touch them at the moment, but nonetheless.
Yeah, I don't think I'm not sure you are.
I'm looking at my hot press, and I'm going to tell you the two things that are directly in front of me is a sleeping bag that I believe my parents bought in the 70s that some reason I still have it. And it's one of those old nylon ones. I don't know why that's in my hot press. And also... a quilt, like an eiderdown quilt that I bought for some bizarre reason in Bali when I was in my 20s. So clearly my hot press is like a trip down memory lane and full of useless things that aren't used at all. I think I probably do need to clear out, but it's the least of my worries, to be honest, Richard. There you go. Thank you for that. And I think keep your beard. You sound like a very handsome bearded man, and I think you should keep your beard.
Thank you very much. I'll take down all pictures online so you can't actually disprove yourself.
All right. Look, thank you for that. Thank you. You too. I love people having a bit of crack. 53106. Lads, we need to be life affirming, don't we? We need to talk about sometimes things that aren't serious because that's what gets us through at the end of the day. I think there is an element to that. And Emer is on the line. Emer, you have a novel solution for doing your roots. Are your roots needing to be lightened because you're blonde or needing to be darkened because you're grey, dare I say it?
No, I went grey pretty early.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
So I can.
Thank you. Yeah, I went grey pretty early, unfortunately, so I have dark hair with grey roots. And okay. I've been in isolation, so by the time I came out of isolation, the hairdressers had closed. So I have a big grey strip, but I'm still doing a lot of video cons with work. So I needed an instant fix. But I went into the kitchen cupboards. I'm more of a Nutella colour, but I'd eaten it all. So I found a jar of Vegemite and just swiped through the strip. It works really well, actually.
You wonderful Australian woman, you're rubbing Vegemite into your roots.
Into the roots, just for the con calls. It actually stinks, but it works a treat.
Oh, God. Come here to me. This is fabulous stuff. This I did see early on during the kind of the restrictions on movement. Somebody say they were referring to the war, obviously, that we're only about 3 weeks away from us painting our legs with gravy browning and drawing a black line up the back of our calves, because I think they used to do that in the war for stockings. Yes, but you are that person. You are. I'd say it could be very good. It could be conditioning for your scalp and your roots.
And I think there are loads of different colours in the cupboard. Like, you could use jam if you're a redhead. I think if you just have a look in the cupboard, you'll find something sorted out.
So you reckon, go to the kitchen cupboards, and the grocery stores are obviously still open, rub in whatever shade of food that is similar to your hair colour. So my hair is quite dark. I'm looking at it. I would have to rub, I don't know, maybe espresso coffee or something into my roots. You're suggesting.
That does smell a lot better than mine, I think.
It might come to that yet, let's be honest. Although I don't really care what I look like at the moment. Nobody is seeing me, let's be frank. But anyway, so you are very innovative, although fragrant. And
it's fragrant, luckily we need to keep 2 meters away from everyone, so the housemates aren't too much of a snore.
And the video calls obviously aren't, there's no odours coming through them. Can I ask you lastly, when the Vegemite runs out, have you already picked your next product?
Oh, I haven't. We've got boot polish somewhere, so that's probably the next one.
Boot polish. Boot polish has always been used in times of crisis for hair, men. And yeah, I think it has. And look, fair play to you. Thank you for that. I love it.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, look, guys, I don't know about you. This is making me happy. I mean, it is Friday. I know we're all living in our houses. We all look ridiculous. But this is a good thing. And Emer is on the line. No, not Emer. Norma is on the line. Emer is just gone. Emer is on the line. Emer, fair play to you. You trusted your husband to give you a haircut. How do you look, dare I ask?
It's Norma. Hi, Kira. It's okay. I mean, I'm not going to see anybody. And I say I don't look like I lost a row with a lawnmower, so I'm kind of calling that a win.
Yeah.
It's not the best haircut I've ever had. I had been experimenting a little bit last year with my hair and cut it and decided afterwards I didn't like it. So I was letting that style grow out. And it had gotten already quite long before any of this started. And then when I tried to get an appointment back with my hairdresser, it was a 6-week waiting list to get back in with her. So it was quite overdue before any of this coronavirus started. And last week it was just annoying me so much I couldn't look at it any longer. So I asked my husband to try and cut it, but he's bald.
So he's not familiar with the idea of hair.
Not exactly, no. But he gave it a go, and I did the fringe myself with a nail scissors. Because that was all I had.
Good Lord.
But we're still married. You were talking about relationships. We're still married. I think if we can withstand that, I think we're good.
Well, if you can withstand him hacking at your head with a scissors, then I would suggest you're match made in heaven. And you trimmed your own fringe with a nail scissors, and then he gave you some kind of a bob or a boho.
Yeah,
what did he do to you?
He took off it's a bit of a bob, so it was below my shoulders. He took a little bit more off than I wanted as well, but. I guess it will grow.
That's always the risk.
Cut it a bit crooked, and then you have to straighten it a bit, and then you have to, you know, then you straighten the other side, and it starts
and
to creep
off. It's a short back and sides. Yes.
Do you
look well? Do you look well on this new blunt cut?
It is better than it was. So, yeah. I think it's okay.
Look on the positives. Look on the positives. I like it, and I'm sure you do look lovely, Norma. And big shout out to your husband who did this for you, to you? It's hard to know how. What
it was brave of him too, yeah.
He was brave of him because it could have gone horribly, horribly wrong if you hated it. Yes, yes, for him as well. He took his own life in his hands coming at your hair with the scissors, I have no doubt. Thank you for that. And Ellen is on the line. Ellen, you, now we're getting to it. You have advice for people waxing. Tell me about that.
Well, we're trying, Ciara. So we have a salon in Dunleary called Waxperts, but we manufacture and supply wax to about 3,000 salons in Ireland. So okay. Obviously they're all closed. So all the clients are now in a bit of a bind. So we're really asking people not to shave, which is, I know, a tricky situation when you're used to coming in and getting your waxing done.
Why not to shave?
Because if you're a regular waxer, you've kind of spent so long kind of coming in every 4 to 6 weeks getting your waxing done, and if you shave, you're really going to, in a sense, mess that up. So it'll take another 3 waxes to get back to the result you were getting. And that's just okay. Because there's 3 stages of hair growth. So we're always trying to target the hairs that are in each stage. So I know this isn't going to be feasible for everybody, but if you're coming in getting your legs done, I mean, now is the time just to put on the jeans and forget about the hair and just be hairy and okay. Happy.
I don't know that people are, because it's not what I'm seeing said. I'm going to go where I probably shouldn't go, okay? It's not people's legs that they're necessarily worried about, right? It's not. Come on. We know what we're talking about. It's bikini lines, let's just say. The bikini line... has, and I say this as somebody a bit like yourself, I've seen more than my fair share, because as a medic, I did see more than my share. Men and women, I've seen thousands as well, right?
Hollywood.
I've seen everything, right? Exactly. And over the course of my career, we went from hairy types to bald, more or less. And like, people don't want to go back to the bushier styles.
Yeah.
What do they do?
You
know what I mean? What are they supposed to do?
Totally. So a Hollywood wax, which is bald, like all the hair removed.
Yeah, completely gone, bare.
The most popular bikini wax.
Yeah.
So I think if you're a client who's been coming in, getting that done, the great thing is that your regrowth is going to be sparser. So it's not actually going to get completely out of control. So you may be able to kind of bear with it for the few weeks, and you may have that feeling of loyalty maybe to your waxer to kind of wait and go, listen, when they reopen, we do want to support them again. I think if it's the sides of the bikini where, you know, it really is driving you mad and you can't stand it at all, I mean,
the top of the pie area.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you can, stay away from the razor, because it's so abrasive, not just on the hair, but also on the delicate skin, like on your inner thigh or bikini line. If you had maybe an epilator, I know some people might have had them shoved away in a bathroom drawer.
And they pluck the hairs, don't they?
So they're kind of like a rotary tweezers as such. Now, they wouldn't be the most comfortable thing, but I mean, if you're really deciding you want to attack the bikini line at home, I mean, you've finished all
Can
Netflix
at
this stage if you're looking for, you know, something to do.
If you don't have an epilator, right, and you're not willing to risk a home wax and you're not, you know, you're looking at things evolving and you don't like where they're going, would it be, and I have no idea the answer to this is, what about a scissors? Like a nail, obviously be very careful. But
if you had long,
trimming hair.
You could trim the hair, yeah. So, I mean, the best way we always describe it is it's like gardening. Like, it's like a plant. So when you're trimming it, you know, the growth gets that bit of a spurt again. So when you're shaving, the blood rushes to the hair follicle at the root and it gives it that boost. When you're waxing or tweezing, you're removing the root. So you're uprooting that plant every single time. So effectively, some of the hair just dies and won't regrow. That's why you get the sparseness. But trimming it for the meantime is all right. I think a bigger thing would be people who have facial hair, women who have facial hair kind of on their upper lip or side of face.
Yeah.
You know, that's a huge thing for women, their self-confidence. And it could have taken them years to get even into a salon to start getting waxing done or laser
chosen. Yeah, I do think that women with facial hair, it often upsets them.
That's
if somebody had that, could they use a tweezers?
Yes, so that would be what I'd suggest. So just to really gently tweeze, and why I'm saying gently tweeze is that you don't want to break the hair. So don't be just trying to pull out the hair, because if it's on maybe the side of your lip, it could be quite strong hair. And that's usually the type of hair that grows there because it's normally hormonally triggered. So if you just gently try and tweeze it out, and just make sure when you look at the hair, when you've got it out, that you see the little bulb. So it'll almost look a tadpole, like that kind of bulbous part on it. Because if you're kind of going at it, just having a yank, you could break it, and then you're going to get that stubbly kind of sharp feeling on the skin.
Having a yank. There you go. Love it. Thank you.
And same for eyebrows.
Same for eyebrows. Go gentle. Gentle with all of this plucking, tweezing, whatever you're having yourself.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
Trying to tint it, just the last thing, you're trying to tint it, please patch test, because it's like putting colour in your hair. It can be super dangerous. You can be really allergic. So we don't want
you can
anybody
burn the face off
that.
Yourself.
So definitely, if you're doing any colouring, get a patch test first. But otherwise, please stay hairy and happy for all the salons around
hairy
Ireland.
And happy. Isn't this, it's going to change all of us, this pandemic, for sure. Thank you for that. Caroline is also on the line. Thanks, Ellen. Caroline, you wanted to give somebody a shout out. Tell me what that's about.
Yeah, I do indeed, Kira. Am I allowed to mention the name of
the beauty salon?
Can I?
Do it. Yes.
Okay. No, I just want to mention that my local beauty salon that I attend here in Newbridge, County Kildare, it's the Park Skin Clinic. I received a text message from them yesterday offering for them to send me out a removal kit for my gel nails. Completely their idea. And it's their treat, so no charge. So I was very well impressed, and I thought it was a lovely thing for them to do.
That is fantastic. So this is what our first caller, Roisin, said. She has acrylic gel nails and she couldn't get them off, and she soaked them and they went brown and they're hideous and she's upset about it.
Yeah.
So your lovely place, actually. So maybe people, if they spoke to their own place that they attend regularly, they might be able to get a gel. I've never had gel nails.
A removal kit. I haven't received it yet, so I can't say how it's actually going to work or how well it will be. But I'm just impressed at the very idea of them.
Because they know that people are in trouble. Yeah. Look,
absolutely,
look, fair play to them. Nice to hear people being kind and looking out for their customers.
Yeah.
And you'll remember it on the other side of all of this, I have no doubt. But
of course, anyway.
Thanks,
Of course,
thank you, Caroline.
No bother.
Final email on essential maintenance. Hi, Kira. My beloved dad had a beard all his life. He passed away 5 years ago from SADS. Anyway, when I was a little girl, he shaved it off. And oh my God, I can remember hiding under a table. I didn't know who he was. Thankfully, he grew it back. And that's from Georgina. Yeah, it does change us when we go from having a beard. Well, I say we loosely, I've never had a beard. But when people go from having a beard to not having a beard, it does change them. And kids often react like that. Look, thank you very much for everyone getting involved on that. 53106. I'm happy to keep talking about that.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly. On News Talk.
We also talked quite a bit about grooming, as it were. Hi, Kira. On the grooming topic, I had to buy a trimmer for my husband's beard. I've never used one in my life, but it was either that or watch him become the Wild Man of Borneo. Not too shabby, I might add. Great to hear you sounding well and in top form. Stay well. Best wishes from Carmel. Thank you very much, Carmel. And Darianne says, Kira, something lighthearted. I got alopecia in 1997. Thankfully, it can't be seen now. But believe me, I couldn't bring myself to wax or shave my legs. I felt it was not right to shave off any hairs I had when I was doing everything to try and get the hair on my head to grow. I love it. Look, thank you all. I'm afraid we're pretty much out of time.
Lunchtime Live with Kira Kelly on News Talk.